This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, July 5, 2009. True love. The scripture is 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5. Love is not self-seeking. When water comes into contact with lime, a chemical reaction takes place that releases heat. That explains why fresh concrete is warm. In order to keep the concrete cool, the Hoover Dam in Arizona and Nevada was built in small segments with a system of cooling coils in each section. Engineers estimate that if the dam were built in one continuous pour, the concrete would have become so hot that it would have taken 125 years to cool. Many people in our world today think of love as a chemical reaction. As we've noted, when lime and water mix together, things start to heat up. In the same way, it's often said that when the right two people are put together, an automatic chemical reaction occurs, and they call this falling in love. Now, the fruit of the Spirit that Paul describes in Galatians 5 is love. But this fruit of love that the Spirit wants to grow in us is not a natural or automatic reaction. It's the love of God. And that's far different from the selfish love that we often find in our human relationships. The definition of love that we find in 1 Corinthians 13 makes clear that love is a decision and commitment to put others first. As the Spirit grows the fruit of love in us, we find ourselves actively taking steps to treat others in the way Jesus would treat them.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.